Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Pamela, are you there?
What's going on?
Are you there, Pamela?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We're live. I don't know. It always happens when it's on the air. It's so weird. But hey, everyone, welcome back. Welcome, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We have some technical difficulties. It's just everything just shut down right when the air is supposed to air. So welcome, welcome, everyone, to such a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 The Light. 8/2/2011, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. So as you guys know, you want to get prepared, be prepared. It is the first Tuesday of the month, so you all know exactly what that means. That means you're going to be spiritually uplifted, real-life testimonies, encouraging segment of the show that will be on Good Grown and Enjoy and is on Good Grown and Enjoy every first Tuesday, like I mentioned, of the month. At 3 p.m. here with the preparation room with Pamela Reese Warlock. And she is here today on Build, Grow, and Enjoy to definitely encourage you all and get you guys spiritually uplifted. May have some real-life testimonies in today, but I know it's going to be a great topic talked in on today. So definitely, hey, Pam, welcome back. Hey, we're looking forward to hear the message you will be sharing with us today. And I apologize, you know how it is, the radio station. We work together with this, and I don't know, it just kind of dropped off, but as usual, you know, the show must go on and we keep it moving.
Yes, yes. It's just a pleasure to be here today at the preparation room, and I thank all the listeners for being part of it too as well. And we have Annette on the other end. Hello, Annette.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Annette.
Well, today, Kalithia, you know we need to talk about some healing, right?
Oh, boy, do we. Boy, do we.
Yes. Today, listeners, we're talking about healing. I know everyone that's on the other end of the line have been through some hurt, some disappointment, and also some rejection. So we're going to talk about that today. So if we have any listeners in, you're welcome to either hit us up at dealgrowandenjoy.com or even give us a call.
Yeah, and definitely the lines are open, 347-215-8709. And we are in live chat, dealgrowandenjoy.com. As Pamela reached out and just told you guys. So, and just to let everyone know, there's people, we have people in the queue already that's ready to speak, but, the lines do get busy when the preparation room does air because it is a very interactive show, and it's a show where everyone, can connect by calling in and sharing their story. So please, everyone, don't get discouraged if you cannot get through. As mentioned, and as always, we are on BillGrowToJoy.com in live chat, and you can voice yourselves out there. So, Pam, healing. Yeah, that's a topic that everyone is so in need of today, a lot of people have gotten hurt, a lot of people have been in pain, and they just don't know how to transition out that. So what's the message you have to share with us today on that?
Well, first of all, we're going to go through prayer. We always need to go through prayer. And what the Holy Spirit had told me to go with was Jeremiah 17:14, and it's just so easy. And we just pray this prayer, say, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. So we just speak that prayer when we get rejected, when we get hurt. We just call on the name of Jesus, and we just ask God to heal us, and we shall be healed, and we receive it, and we will be healed. So that is our message for today. heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. And I challenge you listeners to go to Jeremiah and read that. It's an awesome book. It's Jeremiah 17:14. And I just speak healing.
Definitely.
As we go forth on this line, I just speak healing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have a caller on the line. Let's take this caller. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Yes, hello.
9900. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Do you have a question? You want to share something? Pamela is here.
Okay, well, first of all, on behalf of Pamela's preparation room, I just want to say, you know, I want to thank her for inviting me. I've been there several times, and it's exciting because it pretty much lined up with one of the experiences that I had in life. I've always had a relationship with Christ. I've always loved him, and because of that, he kept me under his covenant, no matter how much I screwed up and how many things I went through in trials and tribulations. But the way things kind of lined up when I went through the situation, she was pretty much always there praying and helping me walk through this whole thing. She kept me prayed up to the point where I think I had a little favor going through it, because, you know, sometimes we go astray trying to do things our way when we think that we're doing it right, and we, even though we love the Lord, we just think we're doing it right for good intentions. But going through the situation I went through, it prepped me and got me prepared, just like the preparation room. That's what we were talking about, was how when we got to the preparation room, how it lined up with what I went through. But basically, what ended up happening was I went through an experience that's it's totally different from any that you probably ever heard. But because of my faith and trust in the Lord, I was able to make it through with not only inspiration, but knowledge and wisdom. I was blessed totally. I'm a single parent with two babies. I have a daughter that's 3, and I have a son that's 4. And they were in foster care going through the situation. They're actually involved in human trafficking. I kind of got lined up with a woman that I thought that I could love and marry, but she was she wasn't a woman of God. When I met her, she knew that I was a man of God, and she said she would like to be more like the ways that she was seeing in me, the light that was shining in me through Christ. So, you know, we pretty much got together and did some things, and we tried to direct her to Christ. But, you know, to make a long story short, I went through a situation that's so so different from everybody else that I even ended up writing a book about it. The book's called The Testimony, The Message, and The Victory, and it has a lot to do with healing and deliverance. Not only I was healed, I was delivered. And then I was also prepared, just like coming through the preparation room. The book is a great read. It kind of, you can't put it down. It's great ministry in it. It's a book that prepares people and get people to have a relationship with Christ, people that don't know Christ, people that don't know what scriptures are, they don't know what preaching is all about, or even how to develop a relationship with Christ. But when you read this book, I have the manuscript right now, and I'm just letting you know for the future that it's coming up. When you read this book, it's going to prove that Christ is so real in such a way. I mean, I don't really know how to describe it so much without actually telling you about the book, and I'm trying not to do that because it's just so much and it's so good, and the Lord says we have to do things in order. And so, you know, I just want to just thank her for that. And I want you guys to kind of be looking out for this legacy that's going to be coming out. It's phenomenal. It's like I said, it's going to teach everyone and anyone how to develop a relationship with Christ. It's about healing the sick. So I was the sick when I was younger. I was in a totally different world. I had a totally different mentality. Didn't know anything about Christ, but I had a heart that loved him. And because of that, he protected me and kept me, and kept me with his blood and shielded me with his blood when there were wicked people, such as violent people out here in the world. There was actually spiritual demons who were attacking me and my family. And because of that relationship that I had with Christ, we were able to make it through. I was not only blessed with my son, who I was worried about being a human sacrifice and actually being put in a situation where he couldn't protect himself. He was only a baby. I ended up getting locked up under false pretenses so that I can get out the way and not be able to protect my son. And because of my faith and trust in the Lord I was able to prevail. We were all able to prevail, and we did great. You know, I have my son back today. The people that were trying to do the things there, they've been put away. And then I found out, just like Job, when I was worried and going through the crisis and situation, thinking that I would never see my son again. He may be sold. He may be sacrificed. He might be, you know, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I have documents and I have proven facts that the stuff that I'm saying is really true. And there's a lot of situations where when the Lord just showed up and showed out, and he just showed me how it really was by me trusting in him, by me coming up in a world of gangsters and pimps and dealers and all of these sorts of things, not because I wanted to or chose, because that was just the environment. Coming up in a place like Connecticut and New York, you know, there's a big environment that are cursed, should I say, with those kind of mentalities and morals. And because of Christ, I just thank him so much. He's changed that all around completely, and he showed me that the battle wasn't mine. When it was time to go out there to protect my baby, I was supposed to have been a tough guy and a ruthless guy, and I was going to really do something that was going to consume me for the rest of my life. The devil was going to consume me and take me away for the rest of my life if I were to act on my emotions instead of lining my heart up and my trust and faith in Christ and his will. So by me doing that, I went through this whole situation that, like I said, it's devastating, but it's beautiful, because the book's called A Testimony. The testimony is telling you about the book. The message is you won't believe the information that you get out of it. And, I didn't write the book. Jesus wrote the book through me. I was just the vessel that experienced it and had enough faith and was blessed enough to make it through with a victory. And the victory was not only that I was worried about getting my son back, I was put in a position where I was totally handicapped. I couldn't do anything. I was locked up. I couldn't understand why I was locked up, because I was a good man. I loved the Lord. I was presenting this. Hello?
We're right here.
I think somebody's in. I don't know. Maybe they know I'm on the station or something. But just in that situation, I was handicapped. I couldn't do a thing but trust the Lord. So, you know, I had a choice to either go crazy or to just put it all in his hands. And I'm so glad that I did, because I wasn't going to make it. I was going to be locked up for the rest of my life if I would have did what I thought I should have done as a who grew up as a, you know, guy who was tough and had foolish pride and was rootless and all that. But the Lord, I come to find out, the Lord locked me up for these reasons. When I saw everybody leaving and coming, drug charges, gun charges, this and that, and I was merely there for something that didn't make any sense. I had proof that I was totally innocent, and I kept asking the Lord, why am I here? Why am I here so long? Why are these people going, and I haven't done any of the crimes that they did? But when I realized why I was there, it turned out to be a phenomenal story. Not only he stopped me from being consumed by the devil totally, he also taught me. He taught me faith, trust, and patience. He learned the entire Bible. So when I finally read the Bible, I found out that I was being prepared, just like the preparation room. I was being prepared to be able to deal with enormous situations that the average person probably couldn't handle. So it's a testimony out of this world. I don't want to go into the book yet, because I'm soon. You guys are going to want to read this book. I'm not looking. It's not about money. It's not even about me. It's about Christ. He is just so good and powerful. And basically what he does, he lets everybody know that he is bigger than everybody and everything. All the wicked sources out there in the world,
amen.
All the lost kids.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes. Amen. It was just amen.
Okay. This is my first time calling your show, so I'm just talking, you know, I have nothing planned or nothing. I just want to tell you what my heart desired and what the Spirit has blessed me with. So just letting you know that what ended up happening was I went through that situation, and he told me, he says, the battle is not mine. This is a spiritual fight, and this is a bigger fight than you. That ruthlessness, that toughness, I can't use that. So he put me in a confinement situation where I couldn't call out. I couldn't do anything. I had no calls in. Nobody would call me. There was a time where my son's first birthday, he turned one, and Will Smith, that movie came out, what was it called? Pursuit of Happiness. And I just cried that whole day because it was on my son's first birthday, and I hadn't seen him since he was 2 months old. His mom had took off with him and ended up running back to these same people who did certain things to her. She was literally sold to a guy at age 12, and he was supposed to be a pastor, but he ended up being a cult leader who actually just did any and everything to her and several other women. He basically just used him, and he was pretty much studying the Bible backwards. So just to give you a hint on what's going on, what was going on, and this thing was so real. Like I said, I had people from doctors to lawyers to judges to people at Emory University. There's some really reputable people that can back up what I'm saying. So if you ever do some research and history on the documentary, you're going to say, wow, God is so real. He really did this, because there were people in the jail. There was people, police officers. There were people who experienced this thing and witnessed this thing that they could sit there. When this book comes out, they're going to say, yep, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. He finally wrote the book. And so even this book that Jesus wrote through me, it freaks me out. I read it from time to time, and it just, anytime I go through my situations, I can refer back to this book, because he tells me in the book, he says, don't you remember what you went through and why you went through and what I've done? And I automatically snap back in shape. You know, I get my strength right away. That's how tough this book is. This book is to the point where people have been calling me at 2, 3 in the morning. They either call me praising the Lord, they call me crying, or they call me wanting more, asking me thousands of questions.
Well, what is the name of the book? Can you give us the name of the book? First of all, can you give the listeners your name?
Well, like I said, I can give you my name. I want to give you everything, and I'm going to give you everything. Hopefully, I'll be back on the show again soon, and because I want to make sure that this stuff is put in order. I really caught by surprise today. I wasn't prepared, but, you know, there's so much good stuff that's going on with this thing, and I just want to show you, I want to share the victory and how the strength of the Lord and how he came in and how he kept coming and how he's still there. How he prevailed, I was able to prevail over all of this. Just to make a long story short, when I was crying that day about my son, that I didn't know if he was sacrificed or sold or sent overseas, because this guy hated me because I took his prized possession, which was a professional car girl, but I tried to make her into a wife. And she changed. She changed her life for about 2 years straight. The first day I met her, we ended up staying together from that day 2 years straight. We talked, when we first met, we talked for 8 hours in the restaurant. Everything from drugs to Jesus. And she was just telling me how she wanted to have a simple life. She wanted to be happy. And, man, we were doing it. We were doing it. But like I said, about me doing things my way instead of in the will and in the alignment of God's will, I kind of, you know, put myself in a position. But you know how they say all things work for the good when you trust and love the Lord. So I kind of went through that, and I'm talking fast because there's so much that I could tell you, and I don't want to try to tell you now because I just want to give it to you all at one time in perspective. I also end up doing a music CD that's going to blow the world's mind. I've been doing production for years.
Cut you off, but we're going to get you back on. I don't know if we have any more listeners on the line or not, if we want to just share another, you know, with someone else. But we want to get your name so people will know, identify who this is that we're talking
to. My name is Todd Patterson. That's my name.
Okay. And you're from
ATL?
You're from Atlanta,
Georgia? Todd, are you on Bill Grow and Enjoy?
I can hear you. I'm sorry?
Are you on Bill Grow and Enjoy? Are you a member of Bill Grow and Enjoy?
Yes.
Okay, so you can send a message out to everyone from there, post your name up and your testimony for people to reach out, put the name of your book. You can do all of that, and it goes through everybody through that site, the listeners, in addition to the social site. So if you're a member, just go in there and post, hey, you know, it's Todd from the show, and it's the name of my book, and this is what it's expecting to come out, or you can pick up a copy, because you have such a great, great testimony. And it's absolutely an honor to have you back on the air. And I'm sure that Pam will work out with something with you to get you back on the air to continue to share your testimony, because these are the stories that we look for the listeners to hear through, you know, Pam's show with the Preparation Room.
Okay. Well, great.
Thank you so much. Don't hang up. I just want to let you guys know real quick, because of my faith, real quick,
I have my son back. He's in my custody, and I found out that I had a daughter who I'm blessed with a daughter too, and they are beautiful. Hopefully in the book you'll see pictures, you'll see everything. The Lord has just been so good, and everything is the way it should be and more.
Wow.
Awesome. And my continued blessings, Pam, you can go ahead and just, conclude it from there, but my continued blessings to you, and I look forward to connecting with you on Bill Grown in Joy to further and keep up with your testimony and all the great things that are happening in your life.
Okay.
Yeah, Todd,
it's not
I'm
about
so
me,
proud.
It's about Christ. I'm telling you, it's about Christ, not about me.
It's all about Jesus, I'm telling you. But we thank you so much, Todd, and you know I love you, and I will definitely get back in touch with you. Just stay on the line and listen. Maybe we'll do a prayer at the end of the line. Please,
okay.
If anything you'd
like
to say.
What we're going to do, Pam, really quick, we're going to take a quick break, and then we come back, we can finish up this message with the message of healing. Great job, Todd. And like I said, all our blessings go out to you. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570. It is the first Tuesday of the month, 8/2/2011, and Preparation Room is here, everyone, real-life stories. Just had a real-life touching testimony, definitely,
yes.
By a caller. So we are definitely back, and we're speaking on the topic of healing, which you all know is a very, very important issue that's going on with all the pain and hurt that a lot of people are going through, not just financially, but spiritually also. So, Pam, with the continued message, what would you like? I mean, that was just an awesome testimony, and it's just absolutely amazing the type of, people you draw on this segment, and, people can share that because I'm sure, people, he probably touched the life of someone to know that, hey, it is going to be all right, and you just got to keep your faith and keep believing. Things will always get better. So that was a very touching testimony, and it was absolutely an honor to listen into.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Mr. Patterson, it was definitely what's really going on now. We have to be very careful with our children, with our youth for today. And as Mr. Patterson was saying, it was child trafficking. And this thing is real. This thing is new. It's always something different that's going on. We know that these are the last dreadful days, and I just appreciated that we have a male that's coming forth and speaking out on what's happening and taking charge over his family, because the Bible says in Malachi, the last verse of Malachi 5, he said, on these last dreadful days, he said, I will send a prophet like Elijah back to the earth. He said, I will command my prophet to speak, repent. So we got to repent. And then he said, children will go back to their fathers, and fathers will go back to their children. He said, and if they don't, I will put a curse on your land. So, that means that God wants his male back. He wants his family back. He wants, I know every listener that ever heard Bill Grow and Enjoy a Preparation Room, I'm always talking about family. As me being a prophetess, God always speaks to me about family. Family is very important to our Father, So I always speak about family, and I just want to just say some prayers because we only got a few more seconds about healing. I just believe that there are some listeners on the line that doesn't have the courage or can't get on the phone to call, afraid, or they're at work or something that's hindering them from going forth and what they need to do for God. Hear God, we are ministers. It's not, some of us just not ordained ministers, but we are ministers. And one of the things is we got to be obedient for God, and we got to walk as ministers and be as ministers, ministering who God is that's within us. And if we got some hang-ups and, stuff that needs to be healed, we ask God to heal us. Like I said in the first time I got on the Bible, I said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. In Jeremiah, just speak that. But I just wanted to decree and pray over this line. I know there's someone on this line right now that's listening, that's been going through a rejection. Someone have rejected you in your life, and you're just sick and tired of rejection. But I speak in the name of Jesus that you will be healed from rejection. If they keep rejecting you and you keep running across rejection, they just, you know, just turning their back to you and you're trying to get with them, they don't want to get with you for whatever reason, God allowed it. God allowed it. And let it go. It's not meant. Let it go and let God. God will never reject you. And I know there's someone that's on this line right now that's worried about their body, worried about there's a disease that's in their body. I decree by Jesus' stripes, you are healed right now. Lay your hand on your belly and decree healing. Decree healing. Speak to your body like God spoke in the beginning of earth. When the Holy Spirit was hovering around the earth, God spoke and said whatever he wanted to be like, let there be light. You have that same God within you, and you have that same power that's within you. Speak to your body and speak healing in your body. Watch the words that come out of your mouth, because it is a curse. If it's not positive, don't say it. Forgive. Forgive. Rebuke rejection in the name of Jesus again. Rejection keep coming up. Rejection. That's a strong spirit. Rejection. I decree that you leave from around these listeners right now in the name of Jesus, that you will be healed from rejection from your father, from your mother, from a relationship, from a job, from a credit report. I just speak to you right now in the name of Jesus that you will go forth for the glory of God. I decree it in the name of Jesus that the blessings of God is upon you right now in the name of Jesus as we're listening. I just decree in the name of Jesus that power come within you, within yourself, that you believe in yourself. You could do everything through Christ that strengthens you in the name of Jesus, and just go forth. I just decree in the name of Jesus that jealous spirit, I feel jealous spirit in the name of Jesus that's trying to come against your life in the name of Jesus. I just decree that jealous spirit leave from around you in the name of Jesus. You're jealous of someone or someone jealous of you. I decree that spirit leave from around you in the name of Jesus. I just thank God for all the listeners that's on the phone right now. I thank you, God, for these listeners on the phone right now, and I just decree healing in their life. There's a family that's being split up, torn apart, Mother can't do nothing with them. Just gone one way, this way, that way. I decree that that family come together right now in the name of Jesus and love on each other. I decree that you repent of the things that you said against your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, and you come together as a family. I decree that family come together and unite together for the glory of God. I decree that there's a minister that's on this line that need to be healed right now in the name of Jesus, that's listening in, that need to be healed in the name of Jesus. Healing go forth with an ordained minister. Healing go forth. You can't preach the way you need to preach if you're not healed. So, God, I thank you. Thank you for Felicia. I thank you for the preparation room, and I thank you for this time to stand over your people.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Pamela, and thank you, Ms. Annette. You know, very powerful message today, you know, touching the lives of so many, I'm sure it touched the lives of so many of the listeners, and is looking forward to having you guys back, you know, next month with another powerful message, and just looking forward to all the months that the preparation room is here on the Build, Grow, and Enjoy. It's just absolutely an epiphany. So all my continued blessings, and just many more to the preparation room, as always. So thank you, Ms. Pam.
You're welcome.
Well, that concludes our show for today. There you have it, preparation room, first Tuesday of every month, with Pamela Reese Warlock, next airing, which is the craziest coincidence, when Pam will be back, and it would actually be September 2nd, 2011, and it happens to be my birthday, so this should be exciting. Ooh, so here on Billboard WIDO 1570 The Light, join the preparation room at BillGrownEnjoy.com or reach out to Pam. You know, you can email her directly or go ahead and join the preparation room group from there and get this message and just touch your lives and make that change and healing of something that's actually needed in all of our lives. So definitely back tomorrow, everyone, 3 p.m. Eastern, Bill Grow and Enjoy Financial Movement continues. Out of the city area, the Tri-City area, Marty Wealth Group. And once again, a very important message, financially planning for the future. So thanks for everyone, for everyone for tuning in. Have a great rest of your week and enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.